Welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Well, we are those people, and we've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast, Love is Blind, Season 5, Episode 3, Recap. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
Two episodes in on this new season. Sorry to say, it doesn't look like Estefania is making it, because she was nowhere to be found in Episode 2. How you feeling about the season so far, though?
Good. I mean, I think they did some great casting for this one. We got some characters, we got some drama, and some drama that we haven't seen before. So, I'm liking it so far.
Yeah. No, indeed. It's good. And we also have that what this whole thing is about couple. And that's what we pick up. We left off with them last episode. And here we are at the start of this one. Taylor and JP meeting up for the first time, and they hug and kiss. Of course.
Of course. You should. I thought it was great. I was wondering if she was going to be attracted to him. And she even said that I really like how Taylor went into this, because she said that normally she wouldn't date a guy with a gap. Like, yeah. That's something so little. It's not like Strahan. Yeah. Michael Strahan gap. I mean, it's a small one. But mm-hmm. That's what this whole experiment is about. He proposes again. They say yes. But he seemed very socially awkward in person.
Very. He was so nervous. He's sweating like crazy. And she said he was quiet in the pod. But this was awkwardly quiet. And she had to not carry the conversation. She had to be the conversation.
Right. Which, that could be who he is.
Yeah.
Right. But I'm wondering how that's going to play out long term. And maybe he was just nervous meeting her for the first time, taking it all in, processing it. But I was just like, man, you're so awkward. Like, talk. Say something.
It's the awkward silence was so bad, man. And yeah, but I'm glad, like you said, she made that comment about the gap and was like, yeah, but even admitting how silly that was because of the connection they had, the conversations they've had. And it's just kind of weird that the conversations is what drew them together, and they meet in person and he can't speak.
Right. Exactly. That's the thing that trips me out. I'm like, you're attracted. I would probably just keep talking probably more than I did in the pod, because now I'm nervously attracted to you.
Right.
And we're engaged now. You're going to be
think
my
that's
wife.
That's the problem. I think he is so attracted to her. He's like, sheesh.
Yeah. Yeah. Could be it. Maybe he's just so smitten that he's just like, well, I'm just going to be quiet.
Imagine if it was John. He probably would have had a great conversation with her, but just because he, never mind. All right, so let's move on. just saying, not all of them are as attractive. Anyway, Stacey and Izzy. mm-hmm. Before we actually get to them on their date, Stacey finally tells somebody about Izzy and that he's her number one. Tells Miriam. Remember mm-hmm. Miriam? She was on one of those first dates with Uche.
She has the weird skin stuff that we don't know what's about.
We're still trying to figure out what that is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, she tells her that Izzy's her number one and wrote her an amazing poem.
Wrote Izzy a poem? Yeah. Everything rhymes with Izzy. And I just thought, and the one thing that she said that I had to write this down. When I'm in the pod with you, I don't want to take a whizzy.
You know what? Here's the thing about this. Izzy's so enamored with her party girl, ditzy personality that he'll be like, oh my God, that's genius.
Well, I don't think she's ditzy. But
no, I
don't
think she's ditzy. I said her personality and that party girl mentality.
Yeah. There is that. And I'm wondering how Izzy is going to kind of maneuver that conversation. Mm-hmm. Because I do think he thinks that about her. Like, I feel this thing that we could be fun, but he's trying to find out, is there something more? And is she feeling something more? So that poem, I'm sure she read it to him in the pod. Maybe that helped make mm-hmm. him feel a little bit more comfortable. I don't know. I'd be weird if you wrote me a poem and everything rhymed with Terrell. I don't know. That'd be just kind of weird.
I just hope you're not sterile.
I know you're named after your Aunt Cheryl. but I like your name because it reminds me of my sister, Carol. I know you like to drink whiskey from a barrel. Like, it's just it's like a lazy Dr. Seuss.
Exactly. But, you know, they get in there. At least they have a little bit. Because remember, she was never trying to be vulnerable anyway. And right. They just have a slightly below surface level conversation on their abandonment concerns. Because it really wasn't anything in depth. And because she's not going to give you that at all. Right. I don't see it at all.
Right. And I think that's, they both kind of say, you know, their biggest concern is lack of reciprocity. Might as well just say mm-hmm. that one feels stronger for the other and the other person's not giving it back.
Yep.
It's not super deep, but it was enough.
Yeah.
I guess
it was more than we had before. Yes.
Yeah. More than we had before. So I guess that was enough for Izzy, you know, but you know, to Stacy's point, she's not good at this emotional feel stuff.
Well, they can take some lessons from the next couple, Aaliyah and Uche, because they went ahead and took their conversation into the no judgment zone, right? What are some of the weird things that you like and don't like? And we find out that Aaliyah likes to grab the weenus. You learn something new every day.
And I didn't know that the skin on your elbow or the excess skin on your elbow is mm-hmm. slang weenus. Termed the weenus. She likes that. She likes Splenda packets and honey. And I thought she liked them both together, which is a quick way for you to develop the sugars as you get into your 30s. But she's like, no, separately, she will just eat a Splenda packet or just eat honey. And I'm like, oh, that's weird. And then what else she says, she likes to watch her man shower, which yeah, I'm like, okay.
Peek. No, she likes to peek. She doesn't like to watch.
Yeah.
She likes to peek.
Creeper.
Okay, here's the thing though, because he's like, oh no, you're not, no free looks. If you're taking a shower, wouldn't you want your woman to just, hey, I want to, let me just peek.
Come in and join me. But to just peek is just creepy. It's like waking up and watching your partner watch you sleep. It's just creepy. It's one thing if you got to come in the bathroom to get something while I'm taking a shower, but if your whole purpose is to come in and be like, and walk out,
mm-hmm.
it's a little weird.
Yeah, if you wake up and your partner's just staring at you, he's probably thinking about, can they pull your weenus over your head? It's time to break up.
Yeah. I want to hang you by your weenus. I wonder what that would look like. He's just...
That just sounds
good. Wake up on some hooks. Just what the...
Oh, my weenus.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And then, of course, Uche has nothing to offer except that he's OCD.
Yeah. And things have to be in their perfect place,
mm-hmm.
which it made me question myself because as I'm watching it, I'm looking around at my house. I'm like, Terrell, are you OCD? I'm like, actually, no, I'm not.
Oh, you why know? Not?
Because I have where my curtains are, my TV's in the middle. Below that, I have a basket that has blankets in it, you know, and it's not directly centered under the TV. And didn't bother me that it wasn't. And then I have a little stand. So
that's
on
how
my,
you determine you're not OCD. Okay.
No, I have a stand on my coffee table and there's a mm-hmm. candle on it, but the candle was like to the left. It wasn't centered. And I was mm-hmm. thinking if I was OCD, I would probably make sure that the thing on my coffee table is centered in line with the TV. The candle has to be directly in the middle. The basket with my throws and blankets needs to be centered directly under the middle of the TV. I don't care about all that. But I'm betting
maybe he not, would be just someone not that cares about center OCD. You might be slightly to the left.
No. I question myself. I'm like, am I like Uche? And no, I'm not. But mm-hmm. I think Aaliyah's like, she has some valid points. Because she's like, wait a minute, like how bad is it? Like, mm-hmm. are you that obsessed? And he asked her, like, are you messy? Are you gross? She's like, no. But how bad is yours? I feel like it's too an extreme.
And he's like, no, I think I'm understating it.
Yeah. And I'm just like, I bet you're pretty hardcore about it.
I think so too. And he's like, no, I think I'm understating it. No, you're not.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Now, Lydia and Milton, you know, they're... Milton's having a conversation with the guys and they're asking him about whether he would, you know, well, do you think he would propose to her? And he's like, yeah, I think so. And they go in the room and she has a drink ready for him. And it's one that, you know, you would appreciate.
Right. A nice old fashioned. I'm wondering what bourbon that they use, but she had an old fashioned. And I like Milton's like, what are you drinking? She said, I'm drinking Malibu. And he's like, what are you, 20 years old?
How's it feel?
Because I would look at somebody weird. Hey, can I buy you drinks? Sure, I'll get a Malibu and Sprite. I'd be like, how old are you?
You know, it's the thing that you do. You judge people. I'm that same way. When somebody's like, yeah, I'll get a Hennessy. Why? You graduated. It's okay. You can drink something a little more mature now. We've graduated from Hennessy, okay? It's kind of like you told me when I told you Maker's Mark.
Yeah, I remember. And I'm glad that I was able to broaden your mind on better bourbon and whiskeys that you can drink besides Maker's Mark. So good.
Yeah. Well, see, that you got to think, though. That's what I was doing Maker's Mark with, like, vanilla Coke and stuff like that. Now I just do it straight. So, yeah, it's a big difference.
Yeah. A lot less hangover, a lot less headache because you're not adding all that extra sugar.
Right.
And you appreciate the flavor. So I'm with you on that. So this interaction, because we know they kind of nerded out when they first met. So I'm curious to see what was going to come up. And Milton did not disappoint. He is a competitive Pokemon player.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in the real world, if you met a woman who's like, well, what do you do in your spare time? Well, I'm a competitive Pokemon player. It's like, really nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Hope you good luck with that. And I'm out. So,
exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
So then Milton decides to be a little bit more vulnerable and share some stuff, because I think that's Lydia's love language. That's how she gets connected and tells a story about being in eighth grade and needing back surgery.
I really worried when he started to tell this story. Because, you know, he talked about a scoliosis check and all of a sudden I'm like, we've seen Milton, so we know he is tall. But I'm like, is she thinking this is the humpback of the Notre Dame on the other side? Or is she thinking, oh, so he must be really short. He must be stunted. I'm going to find out he's really 4'5", you know. And as he's telling the story, and it's an interesting story and very traumatizing story. It's a very traumatic back surgery he had. But to her credit, she stayed engaged the entire time.
Mm-hmm. She did. And for him to share, it's not so much the surgery that I think is the vulnerable part. I think the vulnerable part was how much pain he was in, but he didn't want to show it because he was trying to be that adult for his sisters, which, again, he's been a grown man for a long time.
Yes.
You know, so that, I think that goes back to his maturity level. Just because he's 24, you shouldn't judge him. But the funny thing to me is, like, so now Lydia's head over heels.
Mm-hmm.
She's a nub again.
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
And then he decides to share something else. Like, yeah, so I'm not going to live that long. I was like, wait, what are you doing, dude?
Yeah. I was like, okay, is there more tea he's about to spill? Uh-huh. And he's basing it just because he's tall. Yeah. And I don't get that, because just because you're tall, I can't say that guarantees you're not going to live long.
Doesn't guarantee it, statistically speaking, is what he was saying, though.
Yeah, but it depends, because I'd have to see how tall he is. If he's 6'4", 6'5", compared to 7'2", it's different, right?
Have we seen him standing next to anybody? I don't think so.
Not really. You can compare how tall he is to other folks, but it just seems just a weird thing for someone to say.
Yeah.
And she's just like, you know, no, I would take care of you, and did. I'm just like, wow, Lydia, you are all in.
She really was.
Because she wants to nurture and take care of somebody.
I'm there. I'll take care of you. I will love you. I'm like, whoa. She's going there.
All in. Which, you know, that's the interesting thing about this whole experience, right? Because you're probably sharing. Obviously, they're having way more conversation than what we see and what they, you know, can show us in an hour. But to be that emotionally all in with people, I can see how it happens, because you can't interact with the outside world. All you're doing is just talking to people and talking about your dates that you're having. So it just seems odd for us on the outside looking in to be like, wow, you're that committed.
Right.
I get it. In the pods, that experience, I can see how it could happen.
No, very true. You know, our next couple up, Johnny and Izzy, right? And it feels like Izzy is setting up to tell Johnny that it's over, right? That's what mm-hmm. it feels like to me when they get in there. And she quickly is like, no, you and Stacy are like me and Chris. And basically, I thought it was her last ditch effort to say, I gave him up for you, you bastard.
Well, this was an interesting one because as he started to tell her, pretty much comparing her and Stacy, mm-hmm. which I thought was bold move to say, hey, I'm torn between two. Here's the deal. And mm-hmm. I made this note, and this is going to, I feel like this conversation is going to come back up. But I made this note where she says, I didn't choose Chris because that would be similar to what I've always done. And I came to the show to break the pattern of going with what's comfortable and makes sense.
Right. Right?
And so I was like, okay, wow. And then so when he ends it, he's pretty much saying it doesn't make sense. Yeah, he's like, I just can't see how this makes sense.
She goes through and says all this stuff and like, yeah, yeah, yeah. He goes like, yeah, all right, that's cool. I'm going with the other chick.
Yeah.
Look, it wasn't at that moment that Johnny realizes, you know, my mama was right all along. She's crying. She goes back and she's crying and she's like, I just want someone to love me for me. You had that.
Yeah, Chris did.
Exactly. His name was Chris and yeah. you kicked him to the curb.
Yeah. And then she's probably going to the producers, hey, can you do me a favor? Yeah. Pass this note to Chris. Tell him to meet me in pod 4.
Is he still here? Can you tell him? And Izzy, here's the funniest thing, though. Because she's there bawling her eyes out the next and scene. Izzy skipping into the next
yeah.
pod.
feeling good. Mm.
Clicking heels. It's the most clear-headed I've ever felt.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, oh my God. He says, it feels effortless with Stacy and it feels right.
Yeah, so he's excited. He's on cloud 9, but yet he still needs a little bit more confirmation of how Stacy's feeling. And yeah. so then he asks her, well, how do you feel about the I love you part? And that's where I was like, okay, this is going to get interesting. And yeah. she said, I'll be able to say it when it's right.
Yo, she skirted around it like a pro. But when yeah. I tell you she's one of the guys, this is what I mean.
Yeah. But I couldn't bend the knee for someone that has not told me I love you.
Exactly. No.
I'd have to hear those words before mm-hmm. I do it. And mm-hmm. so I was like, you know, as she's saying all this, I'm like, Izzy might want to think about this. And maybe Izzy's starting to regret ending things with Johnny.
Okay, so you saw the same thing I saw because yeah. I was about to ask you. Because to me, it looked like he's thinking, oh, crap, did I make the wrong choice?
Right.
Buddy, yes, you did. And we'll all find that out at some point.
You right? think so? I don't know.
I told you, and I said this last episode, that when he sees Lydia, if she makes it, if her and Milton make it through this now, and he sees her on the vacation in Mexico, so I'm assuming that's where they're taking him again, he's going to be like, ah, crap. Because he's going to be more attracted to her than he is to Stacy.
We'll see.
Physically, yes.
We'll see. I don't know. So. We'll see. I think they both have different looks to them. I can't say mm-hmm. one is hotter than the other. So I have to say,
easily.
We'll see.
Easily.
You think Johnny's more attractive than Stacy?
Hell no. I think Lydia's more attractive than Johnny and Stacy put together. Oh.
But okay, she is until she starts talking.
Yes, I said physically.
Yeah, as soon as she starts talking, you're like,
Yeah, that's the part where she works his nerves, and that's why they would never work. But interesting, we see Izzy sitting around with, and Chris is there as well as a bunch of the guys sitting around. And I know as they're having this conversation, it's funny because I like how Chris just makes a joke about being the backup to Izzy. Like, he's going to have that over. Because, well, would you have this conversation with Johnny? He's like, yeah, but then, you know, Izzy's going to have that over my head for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
And I like that that says a lot about Chris right there in that moment, that he just made it. Like, all right, yeah, cool. It's the elephant in the room. Let me make a joke about it and let's move on.
Yeah.
What'd you think?
I think he handled it really well because you just talk about it, mm-hmm. you know, because it is weird. He's already, but he had all these emotions for Johnny. She ends it with him. And then the next day, now Johnny wants to have a conversation with him after he finds out that Izzy's the one that, you know, dumped her.
Mm-hmm.
And so now he's like, this is kind of weird because I was really feeling for this person. And it's only barely been 24 hours. So it's not like after 24 hours, all that feeling of love and everything that you felt is gone. And so now she just kind of opened up the wound. And so I was, you know, the whole time in my mind, I'm like, Chris, don't do it. Chris, don't do it.
Okay, but here's the question. While he's saying that, did you notice Izzy? I thought that he was over there contemplating like, oh, crap, no, don't go talk to her because I may have to go back and get her.
I was thinking that too. I was thinking that too, but I'm like, okay, this is editing again. They're trying to make me think that that's what Izzy is thinking. But no, Izzy's mind's made up. Mm-hmm. Like, he knows he's done with Johnny and he doesn't want her. So,
right.
But I did think that too. I'm like, maybe Izzy's like, wait a minute. No, Chris, don't talk to her yet because I need to make sure.
I may need to go back and pull that back up.
Right.
Well, we get to see this conversation between Johnny and Chris, and I really like how Johnny from the very beginning just owned her decision with Chris. Like, hey, you know what? I made this decision. Here's why. Here's this. Blah, 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 blah. And I also like how Chris said, hey, I don't want to be the secure pick. I want to know that you want to be with me.
Mm. So I agree with you, but here's what stood out to me. Johnny tells Chris that I think I followed a pattern of being with someone who's emotionally unavailable. I thought the pattern that she always repeated was going for the thing that makes sense, mm-hmm. like Chris. So now she's flipped it and said that, oh no, my pattern is going for emotionally unavailable men. That's totally opposite of what she told Izzy.
Right. Which, well, it's interesting because, and you made a note of what she told Izzy, right?
Yeah.
Go back to that note. What does she say to him in that?
I thought
her thing was that she could have gone with a secure person, but she felt Chris would have been.
She said, I didn't choose Chris because that would be similar to what I've always done. I came to the show to break the pattern of going with what's comfortable and makes sense.
So,
and then she's telling Chris that I tend to follow a pattern of being with someone who's emotionally unavailable. And I thought the pattern she repeated was going for the thing that makes sense. So she's lying.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, you know, she changed her mind as to what she meant. She's a woman. She's allowed to change her mind.
Well, but then at the end of all that, after she's talking to Chris, she's asking, so does that mean you're ready for an engagement? It's like, what? You just broke up with me.
Exactly.
24 hours ago. And the fact that you just brought me into the pod, I'm supposed to like bend the knee now? No.
Okay, so two things. She put it all out there. She was not holding back. She's like, all right, if I'm here, let's go all the way. But I like that he was like, yeah, I'm going to have to think about that for a minute. Because, yeah, no, you forget that you just rejected me. Mm-hmm. You kicked me to the curb for this dude. And now that he kicked you to the curb, now you're coming back like, hey, I think I made a mistake. And then he goes and has another conversation with Izzy. And I like how even in that moment, they're both still like, well, are you okay having this conversation? And then they have the conversation and he realizes, what you realize, she said two different things.
Yes. Yeah, he does. And I like how Izzy and Chris were able to change to share notes.
Yes.
And be able to talk.
Yes.
You know? Because I just laughed. I'm like, yeah, I did hear that correct. Mm-hmm. Johnny, you're lying. You just want to walk out here with the ring.
Mm-hmm.
Period. And again, and you're
exactly
going to
what it looked like.
You're gonna get in a relationship with someone you don't really care about
mm-hmm.
just because you're just trying to do it because you're tired of being alone.
Mm-hmm.
The red flag that Izzy saw
mm-hmm.
is coming to fruition here.
And the fact that they were able to compare notes, like you just said, means that when we get to episode 4, we'll see if how Chris actually takes this, right? Well, mm-hmm. other conversations that were happening in that same space, though, or in the living quarters, where you had Uche talking to Milton mm-hmm. about Lydia.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, you had Lydia talking to Aaliyah about Uche and the things that they're going to have happening, right? And they're like, oh, yeah. You know, because with Uche and Milton, I kind of almost missed what he was asking him because Milton was just like, I just don't want to talk about it. I'm not comfortable talking about anything. What was going on there?
Well, I think it's smart. You know, similar to what we said about Stacey. Don't be in there talking to everybody about
yep.
who your pick is. And again, it just shows the maturity of Milton. He's mm-hmm. 24, doing it responsibly. But yep. you have Uche trying to be the life coach to mm-hmm. Milton and give him advice and letting him know, hey, look, you don't have to marry anybody. You don't have to get engaged. You can leave single. And I was just saying, that's weird.
That was weird to me. Like, why yeah. are you telling? Because it's not like Milton was like, oh, my God, I'm so in love and I've got to do this. He's been so chill. It came off really weird to me when I'm like, where's this coming from?
Yeah. I thought that too. I'm like, why would you say that to somebody? Yeah. I just don't understand what your angle is. And then you have Aaliyah talking to Lydia mm-hmm. and, you know, cuddled up on the couch and doing the thing I hate most, the baby voice. Just, I don't know. I'm just scared. I've been hurt. It's annoying. You're an adult. Just talk to her and say, hey, Lydia, you know, I'm just battling some things in my head, but just the way she was in it, oh no, because I'm scared.
Ladies, rule number one, when having a conversation with Terrell, avoid the baby voice.
The baby voice is annoying. Just,
you are such an ass, man.
My feelings, I don't want to get hurt.
Let's get away from this. We get to Aaliyah and Uche back in the pods, and he had a journal for her, and on the first couple pages, he wrote a poem for her, right?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you think of the poem?
I thought it was nice. I mean, I'm not as
was it better than Stacey's
in spoken word poetry, but it seemed like there was a little bit more thought. It wasn't like, oh, Aaliyah, I want to please you. I want to meet you, Aaliyah.
I want to hug you, kiss you,
Aaliyah. Oh, Mama Mia, Aaliyah.
Take you for some pizza.
Yeah. If you're not honest with me, I'll leave you, Aaliyah.
Oh, my God. Well, he didn't do that. But what he did do, and this irked me so bad, because Aaliyah says that she trusts Uche, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he immediately follows and goes, well, you know, I haven't been completely honest with you. And I'm like, wait, you who gave her so much hell? And it didn't even involve you.
Right.
The part dealing with you, she was so honest with, and you were so mad at her for not being honest with her ex. Why do you care? Right. They're not together anymore. She's trying to be with you. And he comes out and says, I haven't been completely honest with you. That irked me. Before he even got to what he said, that irked me. Please tell me it irked you too, at least a little.
It did, because I literally typed in my notes, what? Question mark, exclamation point. I was like, Mr. Everything needs it. You got to be honest with me and all this other stuff. And you've been holding something in. And I'm like, okay, what is it? you know, because you're going to laugh, but here's where my mind goes.
Uh-oh.
Is what is he going to say? And uh-huh. I started going down the rabbit hole of maybe he has herpes. And he's just going to be, I mean, I'm just saying that maybe he's going to tell her. That's what I thought. I'm like, maybe he's going to share, like, hey, so this always gets awkward when I have to tell somebody this. I thought maybe that's where he was going. And then I'm like, well, okay, what else could it be? I was thinking maybe he has a kid. Mm-hmm. Or maybe he got somebody pregnant before he got accepted to the show. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't know. I didn't know what was going to happen. I did not expect what he said. That was the first thing from my mind.
Yeah, I didn't even bother to jump down the speculation train. go that way. I was just like, well, let's hear what this mother has to say, okay?
Until we find out. Herpes. That's what I did. I was like,
yo, cheers. Here's the crazy thing. He goes, one of my first dates in the pod is with someone he dated in the past. And I'm like, whoa, which sister was it? One of the ones we haven't seen yet? Because they have only shown one, really. Well, yeah. They showed two because Miriam is Miriam. But that was, I was like, it obviously wasn't Miriam because, so who was it? Come to find out, it's Lydia.
Your favorite, Lydia.
Not my favorite. I'm just saying.
Yeah. And when he said that, mind blown. Because then it was like the end of that movie, The Sixth Sense, where you're starting to connect the dots. You're mm-hmm. like, wait a minute. Lydia has been Aaliyah's homegirl this whole time.
Yes.
Been super tight. Then you have Uche trying to tell Milton, hey, you don't have to get engaged. I'm like, it's all starting to click. And I'm just like, oh, my goodness. Bring the drama.
Yo, when that happened, I picked up my phone and I typed, holy shit, send. Episode 3, send. Emoji.
And I hadn't seen it yet, so I was just like, okay, let's see what happens. So I was not expecting this at all. And I'm really curious how this is going to play out, because this is going to be... this is a game changer. Because this is the first time I think they've had people that knew each other or dated in the real world in the pod.
Yep. Yeah. Well, hey, this was, at that point, I couldn't even wait, man. It's time to get to episode 4 tomorrow.
Yeah. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned tomorrow. Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRTPod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts, some of the bullshit you found on the internet. We'll talk about it on the regular show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. See you tomorrow. Cheers.
Cheers.